I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, how are you?
Happy
hour time. Is it me or you?
No, yeah, this is hi. You said how
hi, thank
how
you.
Are you?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty well, thank you. No worse for the wear after lugging all those cushions back into the house earlier today. We are in the happy hour. I just talked to my wife on the phone, and pretty sure she wasn't listening. Doesn't mean she won't hear about it.
Oh, she's definitely going
to
hear about it.
Yeah, she tends to hear about those. So
why don't her friends not tell her?
Why don't they not tell her?
Yeah.
They can't help themselves.
Okay. They can't help themselves.
Just like you wouldn't be able to help yourself in a similar situation.
All right.
Can you believe what Chris said today? Yeah, I can see myself doing that.
Yeah, we got a good hour. Mark Ziegler's going to join us here in a little bit. The Aztec basketball. Get his take on why they weren't ranked in the preseason AP poll and whether it really matters. Also, an update. The squad does play Friday night against UCLA in the exhibition game, which I don't even think you can get into Viejas Arena to see that game. I think it's already plumb full. But people are really excited about Aztec hoops. Also, good, bad, and ugly from week 6 in the National Football League. Coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Scraby.
What do you got, Scrabe? Leftover from the Big Five, a couple of items?
Yes, I got a couple. Well, one item. And it's something I think I'm going to take a little heat for in this room. But I want to ask the question that many people are asking out there.
Was
it game 4? They didn't reach a game 5, the Dodgers in the NLDS, right?
No, it was game 4.
Okay, game 4. Shohei Ohtani comes up to bat late, runners on
second and third,
so they decide with Duran on the mound to intentionally walk Ohtani to load the bases.
Face bets.
Now, that's one. Last night, Uribe on the mound for the Brewers. They intentionally walk the bases loaded with Ohtani one more time to face bets. Each of those times, the next batter has walked in the tying run. Right. So my question to you guys is...
Well, once it was the tying run, last night it was the second run, which proved to be...
The winning run, actually.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Why is it such a no-brainer to intentionally walk the bases loaded, knowing that you have that much margin for error, which is very small?
Well, you have, as much as you think you have that much small error, for margin for error with the bases loaded facing bets, the team has calculated that they have even less margin for error with a runner on second and third throwing the baseball as a right-handed pitcher to Ohtani.
Somewhere he can see it and get his arms out and hit it a mile.
Ohtani is, what, 1-for-19?
He's struggling big time in the playoffs, but if you break it down, yes. 1-for-19 against lefties.
Against lefties.
But against righties, he's 3-for-10 with two home runs.
Two homers, yeah.
Six walks. So he's still Ohtani against right-handers, and both cases was right-handers. I get it. but your players have to execute.
They got
to
do their job at this point in the season.
And I will say, this is a totally different world. I hate saying when I pitched, because I never pitched like this in this level of the playoff, whatever. But I always like to have a base open. Stop it. I'm not turning back time.
You are. You're talking about pitching.
Stop it. I'm not turning back time.
I went to the restroom 5 minutes ago. That could be turning back time also. Everything happened in the past.
When you were a pitcher.
All right.
You like to have a base open.
I did. I like to have a base open and try to maybe get that pitcher, batter to fish a little bit. But I wasn't facing the likes of an Ohtani, who probably be pretty smart to just walk him. But you always take a risk when you walk the bases loaded that the next guy could walk. In the case of Duran and the Phillies, the statistics, and I don't know if Rob Thompson knew this at the time, but Jared Duran had never walked in a batter in his career.
So it was in his favor.
So, it happened.
That is interesting.
And last night, again, it was down 1-0. You let Ohtani swing, it could be 4-0, and that truly is ball game. So I see why they're doing it, Scray, but I also get that it hasn't worked.
What about instead of just intentionally walking him, what about trying to make him nibble?
Pitch around him.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
He's not swinging the bat well.
There's two reasons why.
Lefties, I know. I know. Saw it in your face.
But there's two reasons why I think you don't nibble. One, nibbling, you can miss, and then dangerous. He hits it out of the ballpark. Two, if you nibble down and you bounce it, now is a wild pitch and a run just scored. One of the reasons.
I mean, this is why. This is the complication. This is what Ohtani.
Yes,
presents.
He creates like all that of this havoc.
Right.
Even though when he's batting fifth in an inning, he creates a problem.
100%.
Even though he's
there
way
is an
down
urgency
the
to get these guys out in front of him.
That's right.
So that he's not coming up with runners on.
I also believe, and we talked about it earlier, Dave Roberts' willingness, and I know we're not allowed to say anything good about Dave Roberts, but I'm sorry, when he does something good, I have to. And he made the right move. Obviously, it worked out. He brought Trinan in. But I think the other reason that he brought Trinan in, one was the fact that Sasaki just didn't look like it was him last night.
It looked like
it
was starting to unravel.
So he didn't want to let that happen. But once that tying run got to third base, I think he was worried about Sasaki bouncing that split
100%.
Ball. And Trinan doesn't bounce him because he throws spinners which break more sideways than down. You don't run the risk with Trinan of it bouncing
sometimes
away.
What happens with a pitcher when they aren't comfortable that the catcher is going to be able to block it.
Then you leave it up too high. And then it gets whacked.
And then it gets play out.
Anyway, it worked out for LA last night. Ohtani, speaking of him, he's stepping into the batter's box in a moment to start game two.
Let's go back to Bryce Durang. We didn't really spend enough time on that, but people are crushing this guy.
Yes, why he didn't get out of the way of that pitch.
Because he would have been hit by a pitch. They would have tied up the game.
Trust me, he wanted to get hit by that pitch. But I would just hold an experiment and just have people stand in the batter's box. And listen, at this point, I probably can't throw it any harder than like 60 miles per hour the way my arm feels.
You're still jumping out of the way.
But I promise you, you're still jumping out of the way of a pitch that's thrown at you.
It is reflex.
I think what a lot of people are looking at are that there is that curveball, Tony, that kind of starts on the inside, stays on the inside, and you'll see a hitter turn their shoulder because they've got the gear on, and they'll kind of block it, and they'll take a hit batter that way.
Yeah,
I think that's what people wanted Turang to do here, but that wasn't the kind of pitch this was.
And by the way, that's normally upper body. You see guys leaning with their shoulder,
correct?
Their arm. They're not sticking their ankle or their shin.
You can't
anything
do it.
Down near the legs.
Can't do it.
It is just a natural reaction to move. And that just happened.
I don't even think this is one of the weird, when they bring up something and write all about it, and I'm like, I didn't even notice it.
You want to be upset that he swung at a pitch that was above his head?
You could be upset.
Then you could be upset at that.
He swung at ball three, clearly, way above his head. That was the mistake, unfortunately, for Mr. Turang.
Boom. That's it. That's all I got.
That's it? Nothing else?
No,
let's go back to the play in center field, Tony.
Okay.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
Yes.
We talked about what happened.
Didn't it
actually
happen?
No, the ball jump out of a glove and hit the wall and then be caught and nobody know where to run and what to do?
I don't know that there were a bunch of runners on, but I'm almost positive that that play happened earlier this year. In the glove, off the wall, back in the glove.
And so in that regard,
I feel like it was the Marlins that it happened to earlier this season.
And the call was correct, actually, by the umpires, that once it hit the wall, it was actually down for a hit.
Can we talk about how good the umpiring has been, by the way, since postseason? I mean, this is just going to show you, they start trimming the fat off once you get to postseason.
I know, but I got one for you.
Got one. What you got?
Oh, I got one for you. If the ALCS goes to Game 6, come on, Blue Jays, DJ Rayburn will be back in action. Oh, I'm just saying, every Padre fan's going to want to tune in for that one and boo the TV. But I'm a little surprised. This is something that I think Padre fans would have a right to be a little angry about. Although,
what are you surprised about?
That a guy that made that bad of a call in a crucial spot is getting another chance in the ALCS. I think that should matter.
You think one call should, even though it was the only.
It was. He called a really good game, but he missed the one he couldn't miss.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I could swing that because there's been, even worse in this series that these guys they're in the NLCS.
I'm warning the Mariners.
This is why the robot umps are coming.
Bring Tom Payne in there, Tony. He can get it done better than Rayburn. I'm telling the Mariners I'm telling the Mariners right now, you want to go to the World Series, you better wrap it up in game 3, 4, or 5. Do not leave it in the hands of DJ Rayburn back in Toronto in game 6. Mariners, telling you.
I just think that Jorge Scraby's Polanco is a great player.
All right.
is someone that I wish was on the Padres right now.
Ooh, did a righty just punch out Ohtani?
Yes,
he's now 3-for-11 against righties.
Wow. So they should have pitched to him. Because his swing is not looking good.
All right.
As Chris says, it's a rusty gate right now.
Mark Ziegler.
I do say that.
Mark Ziegler joins us next, talking some Aztec hoops when we return. Here's traffic.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
5:18 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Happy hour. Mark Ziegler, San Diego Union-Tribune.
What's there to be happy about, Tony?
Join us shortly. Well, I was a winner of the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. That's happy.
How about Jackson Churio leading off the game with a home run?
Yellow meatball!
I'm telling you, man, after facing Blake Snell for 8 innings, Yamamoto might be in trouble today.
Yeah, his stuff is not going to play the way Snell's did. Churio, right center field, opens with a homer. So
that's Oppo Taco.
1-0 Brew Crew in game 2, just like that while we were talking. But, Mark Ziegler's going to be coming up here shortly.
Yeah, Mark Ziegler joined us here shortly. Chris mentioned it next Friday, right?
This Friday.
Yeah, this Friday. Aztecs in an exhibition against the UCLA Bruins. Probably can't get a ticket for it at this point.
You know
point.
Who we can thank for this game?
Who's that?
People like Mark Ziegler.
Yeah, who are reporting about the secret.
Because he was the one. Ask him here. He's on. Yeah, but yeah, because Mark was the one who used to report that these games were going on in secret.
Yeah.
So now they're just fucking them
so
for
the
real.
The cat's out the bag.
So we could all
just,
go. So we owe owe you, Mark, for even having this game Friday night, right?
Yeah, it's all me. I arranged it.
Hey, Mark, how are you, man? Thank you for joining us. We get a chance to see this team coming up Friday. We'll get into them not actually being in the top 25 as we kind of were hoping to see. But this will be our first look at this team this coming Friday against UCLA. What should we expect to see this early?
Well, we're not going to see the whole team because, you know, maybe the two best players, Magoon, Gwath, is certainly not going to play. And I think Miles Byrd is iffy. Brian Dutcher kind of said, we'll see. He's been out with an abdominal strain, not anything too serious, but he hasn't practiced for like the last week, just done some light stuff. We'll see. They were off today. We'll see what he does tomorrow and Thursday. I suspect if he does play, it won't be that much. So those are two really key pieces of what this team's really going to be as a finished product. So you have to kind of go into this game knowing that. Also, I think they're going to play, you know, everybody they can. Everybody else on the roster is going to play. And so I think there'll be a lot of substitutions. And, you know, I think the rotation will be a little bit of work in progress as the season goes on. So I wouldn't read too much into what happens, but it will be exciting to kind of see this team and see the improvement in the guys and see some of the new guys.
All right, so I joked about it, Mark, that you're the reason that this game is happening. But seriously, how did this kind of transpire? Because they did, it's been like a decade that they've had these, quote, secret games. And you guys, great reporters, have been, you know, on the case that these have been happening. So finally, they just decided to bring it out into the light. I mean, is that kind of what took place here? Or am I misreading it?
Yeah, a little bit. A few years ago, you know, there was some like fires or something, and a couple teams said, "Hey, can we play a game for charity?" And so they did that, and they said, "Yeah, you can." And so they turned one of their secret, you know, closed door scrimmages into a charity. And then the second thing that's kind of happened in this is, it used to be that you could only play in front of a crowd against non D1 teams. So you'd always see a D2, an NAIA team coming in. You couldn't see another D1. And then they said, well, that's stupid. Let's let them play another D1 team and we'll do it for charity. Now they just said, you can do it. And the charity is the players. It's for NIL. And I mean, I'm a little amazed that Mick Cronin agreed to this, to be honest, because, I mean, do you really want to come down and play in San Diego if you really understand the dynamic of the fan base and how badly they really would want to win a game like this? I just think it's, you know, it's, but they were going to play anyway as a secret scrimmage, and they talked them into, hey, we'll give you some money for your NIL, and they're getting a lump payment to come, and then San Diego State's going to raise the rest. I don't know what kind of crowd they're going to have. It's going to be interesting because it's outside the season ticket package. Everybody had to buy individually. And usually in those situations, just from a marketing standpoint, it's really hard to sell it. So I'm interested to see how many people anteed up and how many people are like, look, you're trying to gouge me at every single turn. You know, I'm not paying any more money than I already have to, and I'm not going to come. So I have no idea what kind of crowd they're going to get.
Mark Ziegler joins us here. San Diego Union Tribune covers the Aztecs hoops. And Mark, we had Coach Velasquez on earlier, or was it this week? It was at the end of last week. And I kind of asked him the question if they were looking forward to seeing some different bodies in front of them. They've been playing against each other for so long. And he completely went left when I thought he was going to go right. He made kind of a statement about the depth of this team and watching these guys go against each other. I mean, 10, 11 deep. Is it realistically going to end up with a big rotation like that, or does this get trimmed down as we start to get into conference play as often we see?
I thought it would be trimmed down, but, you know, the thing about it is that they have a lot of bodies who are really good, right? but they're not duplicates. And that's just going to be the interesting part. So like, let's take a guy like Tay Simmons, the one of the incoming freshmen, the kind of everyone's forgot about because there's been a lot of hype around LZ Harrington. He's 6'8", 6'7", 6'8", big, burly, strong guy. But he can rebound. He might be the best natural rebounder on the team. Apparently, in one of the they had an inter-squad scrimmage the last couple of weekends. There was one play he got four straight rebounds, and that's something they've been missing. It was a huge weakness last year. So yes, he's a freshman. Yes, he's got guys like Jeremiah Odin, a sixth-year senior, and Magoon Gwath, an NBA prospect, ahead of him at the four position. But he can rebound. And so that might get him on the floor in certain situations. Thakpor, Majak. I mean, yes, he's still developing. He's in his sixth year playing basketball. He's got a ways to go. He's a long-term project, except he can block shots.
Yeah.
He's going to be a situational type guy. So I really think it's going to go night to night, to answer your question. I think it'll be some nights they'll play 11 or 12. I think there'll be other nights that maybe they feel like, okay, we got to go small. And so these guys are going to play because they're a smaller team and our big lineup isn't working. So we're just going to stick with this seven and you'll see a pretty tight rotation. But I think it's really going to, you've got a big guard in Taj DeGorville at the point, and then you have a smaller guard in Sean Newman at the point. I mean, so I just think that every night, every scout is going to be different and they're just going to have to roll with that.
Mark Ziegler's with us. The Aztecs basketball season is just about with us, and for that, I'm always happy and grateful. Mark, Brian Dutcher, I love the first comment he said in your story this morning. Well, when you talked about whether or not, why they're not ranked, et cetera, and he said, well, look, I don't know what all the other teams have, but I just know that my team and I know we're pretty good. I'm really happy to hear when he says something like that. Coaches don't often say that, do they? Because I don't want to build up too many expectations, but he's been around long enough where he can give us an honest opinion. And, if he thinks they're going to be good, then I kind of think they're going to be good, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of having a veteran coach who's not worried about getting his next job.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Worried about, what his record's going to look like. And what I love about him, I mean, one of the big changes when he took over for Steve Fisher was he didn't shy away from the expectations. He brought it. And, a lot of PR guys would tell you, look, under-promise, over-deliver, under-promise, over-deliver. And he's like, no, we're going to be good. We should be good. We should win the league. I want those expectations. I want that pressure. We've earned that, And so it's a really interesting dynamic. I mean, they embrace it. They embrace the expectation and pressure. And so he's just going to come out and say it. He believes it. He's going to say it. I mean, and if you look at their roster, and again, they're not all together right now, but when they are all together, it's hard to say they're not going to be good on paper. But he also said in candid moments, just having talent doesn't guarantee you a good team. You've got to play together. He goes, I think we will, and they have a history of doing that. But they still have to go out and actually do it. And, seasons have all sorts of left turns and right turns and bumps and moguls that you have to navigate. And so you have to see how they get through all that. But, I mean, on paper, they're really deep and they're really talented and they're really good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mark, as always, man, appreciate you coming on. Aztecs in action this Friday, exhibition against the UCLA.
And next time, Mark, just put them number one in your preseason poll so that we get in the rankings, for heaven's sakes. My goodness. I know you did the right thing by putting where you thought, but it's a slap in the face. I know they're not, upset about it, but it's like Dutch said, too, and you would think that people would realize we're not just kind of a one-hit wonder anymore. And
I don't know what they have to do. I mean, the knock was, they're postseason. They don't make runs in the tournament. Well, they did that. They don't put guys in the NBA. Well, they've done that. They don't beat big teams. Yeah, they've done that. And the fact that they didn't get one vote the year they went 30-2. Another year they went 31-5 and didn't get one vote. I mean, there's enough of history there that people should know, but I don't think it's as much a slap against them as a slap against all mid-majors. It's just all about the power conference teams and a lot of the polls skewed that way. So it gives them a little bit more motivation, just kind of fuels that.
Yeah, certainly bulletin board material. Mark, thank you for coming on, man. We'll talk to you
again
soon.
Okay. Talk to you guys.
Mark Ziegler, San Diego Union Tribune, right there. We're going to get to break.
Before we go, just on the Aztec subject, don't know if you saw this, Lamont Butler re-signing again with the Hawks, trying to get into the NBA, and in a game against Miami last night, 18.
Nice.
For Butler.
Nice.
Keep an eye on him. I believe on the other side, on Miami, Keyshawn Johnson was on that team.
That's right. That's right. So, he got up at the end of last season, didn't he? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Keyshawn got some time last year. I have bad news with Teoscar Hernandez again.
That's who fell behind. 3-1 count.
1-1. Dodgers Brew Crew.
All right, let's get
trading home runs.
Let's get to break on the other side. GBU. We're winning, Chris.
All right, little reminder there as we head into our final segment of the day. We have our new YouTube page. It's up. It's Gwen and Chris. Go to YouTube, look it up, and subscribe for free. You will get bonus material. If you want to hear, like, for instance, Tony and I yesterday did a lengthy, beyond the show discussion about Mike Schilt's retirement and why and how it all came together and where the Padres go from here. You want to hear that? Go to YouTube, subscribe, Gwen and Chris, the podcast stuff there.
Gwen and Chris SD.
Well, I'm doing my best.
He was over there itching in his skin over there.
Yeah, well.
G-W-Y-N-N.
Why didn't you interrupt me? You interrupt me all the other times.
I was trying to be nice.
Oh, okay.
You were doing a good thing. But yeah, it seems like people are excited about the YouTube. I'm going to try to bring some behind-the-scenes stuff. I think we may have a good episode on Thursday.
Ohtani just made the last out. Again, right-handed pitcher.
Okay.
First and runner on second.
Mm-hmm.
He was down 0-2. He still managed to hit the ball 115 miles per hour. Fortunately, it was just right at Frelick, I think it is, playing right field today. This is why they don't pitch to him when a right-handed.
I don't know why they did pitch to him there. That first base opens.
115.
You got to pitch to him at some point.
Yeah, they did. There's no one on.
They didn't have to pitch to him there. Dodgers did take a 2-1 lead, though, before that.
Pajas
with an RBI double that after
the
Teoscar
home run. By the way, he was
hitting
0-96 going into that at-bat for the playoffs.
And name another, with all due respect to our number nine guys, they have Pajas. I mean, that's an embarrassment of riches.
Remember when Pajas tried to fight the Padres?
I remember it was a Fugazi he was trying to fight.
He was very angry.
He wasn't really that angry.
Everybody tries to fight when there's three people standing in the way.
Exactly.
Kind of like Dave Roberts against Mike Schilt.
Yes.
Although Schilt was ready. I'm convinced of that.
Oh, man.
Dave Roberts waited for company.
We're never going to get to see Mike Schilt take off his glasses and throw them nicely to the ground again.
You know one guy who's probably not mad to see Schilt retired? Adrian Johnson. Certainly.
They didn't get along?
Well, that's who he took his glasses off of.
Okay.
And they got into it many a times. They weren't the best of buds.
By the way, for college basketball fans, just saying, Joe Lunardi already has a bracket out. I'm looking at it right now.
Not a game played yet.
Not even an exhibition game has been played yet.
I understand this is content, and I understand that they're going to get lots of clicks for this, but what is the point?
The point is there's no reason to...
No, the point is that they're going to get lots of clicks for it.
And you know what? I may even click to see where San Diego State is.
Well, you don't have to, because I'll tell you.
Okay, good.
They're number 7 in the Midwest Regional. They're going to Philadelphia. They're playing Iowa in the first game. It's already done. Why play the season? Hilarious. By the way, UCLA is a 3 seed, if you're wondering, the team they play in the exhibition Friday night.
Is UCLA ranked in the top 25?
Yeah, UCLA and Michigan and Arizona. Three of their opponents already are ranked.
In football, it doesn't matter, right? But I do feel like in basketball, I mean, you start having these type of brackets out already. Mm. Our ceiling right now is a 7 seed.
I know. That means we got to go beyond what we already are.
Exactly.
To get above that.
And so I'm just saying, Joe Lunardi is pretty on point with these.
He's pretty good.
If indeed the rankings matter in terms of how you are perceived already, then it does start to kind of matter a little bit.
It really kind of does. Because, the Aztecs are going to have to do something to get above a 7.
Right. Because I remember at one point last year, even before they had the couple bad losses, like when it was going good.
Yes, when everybody got injured, they lost some games.
It seemed like, I remember hearing, like, they can't get higher than a 5 seed or whatever.
Well, other than the Kawhi Leonard team, they never have.
Right, right.
5 is their high water mark. All right, we better get to the GBU, Scrape. So give us a last check of traffic.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Keto.
I wonder how many people will watch on the YouTube, by the way. Gwen and Chris SD, by the way. I said, by the way, too many times.
Yes, you did.
And see us with no audio screaming in the studio, and it's all because of what happened in the game.
Dodgers just threw 3 baseballs away, and yet the Brewers only have 1 man on base with 1 out. Error that was ruled a foul ball, so no error. And then bad throw to complete a double play.
Error.
Anyway, still 2-1 to L.A., bottom of the second. Sorry. All right, then we go to the good, the bad, and the ugly. Week 6 of the NFL in the books. We start with the good. And I must not be alone here with these top 2 teams because, the records say they should be on top. We'll start with the Indianapolis Colts. They're 5-1. Best record since the Peyton Manning days of 2009.
They tried to give me my upset win.
They came close, Daniel Jones led them on a winning touchdown drive and did it himself, even.
Jones on the roll, chased by Calais Campbell, trying to get to the goal line. He'll get there! Touchdown, Colts!
Touchdown, Colts. You might as well just give him the Comeback Player of the Year award now, don't you think?
I mean, who else? He's wrapping it up pretty quick.
Possibly get that. Arizona did make a nice comeback late. Jacoby Brissett had a really good game. Filling in for Kyler Murray. Got the Cardinals within the 10-yard line, but they were turned away by the resurgent Colts, 5-1. Arizona's 2-4. They lost 3 games on a last-second field goal, and they lost that one. So they're maybe not that far away, but 2-4 nonetheless.
You know, there's some people out there thinking that the Arizona Cardinals were fining Jonathan Gannon after last week's reaction to DeMarcado. In lack of a better term, cut his manhood away. And
it was a weird.
Wait, they fined Gannon?
The team
fined
Gannon.
Him is,
it's in front of his teammates or in front of his players doesn't make him look like he's the ultimate authority.
If you're ever wondering, by the way, if there's ever been an organization in football run worse than the Chargers,
there it is.
There
right
is
there.
One. For and sure. That's the Cardinals.
Are you going to say something, Hank?
No.
Oh, I thought you were.
All right. Second good is these guys. And Tampa Bay. Not only they're 5-1, but ESPN Put them number one in their power rankings this week for what that's worth.
I think you're right.
Baker Mayfield, MVP frontrunner, and he's making little crazy plays like this one. I don't know that they're going to be able to make this sound as good as it was, but let's see.
Shepard out there, his old college teammate. But he's not going to have a chance. Oh, yes, he is. He fights through the sack. Looking for first down yard. Oh, my goodness, he's done it again. Oh, that is pure Baker Mayfield. Shepard.
That was a TV call by Jim Nance. So you could see, but he got out of the sack.
Yeah.
He eluded two tackles, dove over the line for the first down. That's the kind of thing he keeps doing right now.
That's why his teammates
and they
love
him. Yeah. It's the same kind of stuff Tua does. I don't know why the Dolphins don't appreciate it.
Can you imagine Baker coming in and saying,
no.
Yeah, we got guys missing team. No. I can't see him doing
it. Wouldn't happen. No.
There's a 49er on the sideline right at the first down marker, and he did everything that all of us were feeling at the same time. He's like, oh, no! Just put his hands on his head.
Yeah, and that's the same thing, unfortunately, you're feeling when Fred Warner down, lost for the season for the Niners. Tampa Bay 5-1, Indy 5-1. Those are the best two records in football. If you had them through 6 weeks, go ahead and give yourself a gold star. Third on the good list, another team that is quite surprising, the New England Patriots. And Drake May. I even heard some people say Drake May ought to be an MVP candidate. Maybe so. Three touchdown passes. He's coming along. Vrabel's Pats are 4-2. They're now tied for first in the AFC East. And May was also the leading rusher for his team in this game.
He's very good.
He's really been good, and I didn't think much of him coming out of the draft. It shows what I know.
Who's that?
Drake May.
Oh, yeah.
Thought he, you know,
I mean,
was just a guy.
To be fair, he went to, what, North Carolina?
North Carolina. We saw him in the Holiday Bowl here, and
that's right. He
didn't blow my socks away. If I wore socks, that might be a possibility.
I was
going to
say, when is the last time you wore socks?
Not too often. Into the bad category we go. Ravens got a lock on this category at the moment. And this is how bad it's been for Baltimore, guys. Tied at 3 just before halftime. First and goal from the 4-yard line. The Ravens. They gave it twice to Mark Andrews taking the snap from center. What are you doing?
They're trying to think too hard.
Don't overthink that.
Then on fourth down, they finally gave it to Derrick Henry. Well, they got stopped. And that was the end for the Ravens.
You know what I would do?
You know what's funny is that the multi-threat of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry is not happening right now.
No.
So teams can probably just key in on the fact that you're going to hand it to Derrick Henry.
I might honestly think about going Wildcat, fire them. Give him an extra blocker and just let Derrick run
just
for a
run
couple
all games.
Give him the ball four times.
Let them make the decision to keep tackling.
What are the chances that four carries in a row that Derrick Henry wouldn't score?
Yeah, but you gave two of the carries to Mark Andrews.
Which I understand. He's a big body.
He's not Derrick Henry. Yeah.
Rams, meanwhile, got it going in the second half.
Experienced linebackers, they're always looking for that ball.
Zephyr is hitting wide open, makes the catch, walks in, touchdown Rams.
And Tom Brady talking over the guy again. Come on, Tom. No, I'm just kidding. I'm still not sold on Tom. I know other people are. 17-3, Rams end up winning it. Lamar is supposed to be back after the Ravens bye.
Yes.
Cleveland, they're bad. And maybe they ought to just put Shador in. I mean, how much worse can it get? Dylan Gabriel doesn't seem like he's the answer. He was sacked 6 times.
He seemed kind of frustrated.
And the Browns went nowhere against the 4-1 Steelers. You got the Dolphins coming in this week. That seemed like a really good time to put Shador in, see what he can do. We'll see. Cleveland fell to Pittsburgh 23-9.
You know his brother.
Shiloh.
Yeah, you could put him in and he could do some things against the Dolphins.
He's doing some I don't know what he's doing, some social media stuff. And he was at the game and he's interviewing his brother after the game. He's like, you almost got in there, Don, didn't you? You're like, this close.
Well, also, one other note, I saw Jalen Ramsey made a tackle by the sideline, looked at Shador Sanders and said, hey, I hope that, come on in. We want you in.
Well, they have Aaron Rodgers.
Anyway, Pittsburgh won it. They're 4-1.
Speaking of Mr. Rodgers.
Yeah, yes. Steelers are 4-1.
Ayahuasca's treating them well this
Surprising.
Year.
Treating them real good.
Surprising. Also in the bad category, what has happened to the Eagles? Not only did they lose Thursday night against the one-win Giants, but they did not look good doing it. Giants ran over Philly 172 yards. Rookie Cam Scadabo, 3 touchdowns. And the other than the tush push, we didn't see a whole lot again out of the Philadelphia offense.
Did
people are concerned in the city of brotherly love.
Hey, my man, my man Drew Brees about 3 weeks ago went on First Take and was like, this offense is boring. I hate watching it. And they've lost
every game
since he said that.
34-17, the G-men.
Did Jackson Dart get cleared from concussion protocol? It's like people are celebrating Brian Daboll being so giddy about his quarterback. Isn't this nice when a coach loves his player? Yeah, the player's going to save the coach's job. That's the only reason.
It's funny you bring that up. I saw a meme yesterday. It was a side view of a swimming race, and 6 guys in the middle lanes all go diving into the pool. In the near lane to the camera, they have a meme of Jesus. He dives in, but then starts running across the top of the water and beats everybody down there.
That's pretty good.
It was funny, and you just mentioned that. All right, into the ugly we go. We got a couple minutes left. Denver 13, Jets 11. I say if the NFL keeps sending them games like this, London
they
may
ain't
say,
gonna win them.
Stop it.
Yeah,
that was bad. Jets finished with minus 10 yards passing. That's the lowest in any game in 30 years. Justin Fields did throw for 45 yards, but the sack yardage took him out of it. Denver barely hung in for the win with just 1 touchdown.
I don't know how Aaron Glenn is going to be able to continue to keep Justin Fields at quarterback.
I will say that the Jets are going to be hard-pressed to stay winless this week. They're home to the Panthers, and I know Carolina's improved, but we'll see if they can do it on the road, Carolina.
I won't be surprised if Carolina blows the doors off them.
We'll see. Also ugly, we talked about it already, so we don't have to spend any more, but the officials' love for the Chiefs just pouring out in a no-penalty game. And why did you play this highlight? Because Laporta's on your fantasy team?
Oh,
Detroit lost the game.
Duh.
So
let me go get another
hating
one.
Hating on the Chiefs so bad.
Wanted to play a touchdown from the losing team here.
Oh, yeah, I can't find it quick enough.
Anyway,
but that is pretty stupid.
All right. Chiefs got no penalties. Mahomes was...
Clean game.
Yeah, that's what... Hey,
they
look.
Are the cleanest team I've ever seen play.
Clean. That's bizarre.
I've never seen a false start. I've never seen...
No, that's the Eagles you're thinking about, the false
They're
start.
So good, the Chiefs.
No penalties. We just talked about it.
The referee said last year in the Raider game, I don't know what happened, but game's over, Chiefs win. All-time classic.
I love how Chiefs
fans... And you can't dispute that, because that did happen.
The Chiefs fans are like, oh, yeah, I've known that rule forever. Yeah that rule. Right. That, sure, that rule.
You guys got to get your reading chops up, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I know
it's
that
in
rule.
The rule book.
I know that rule.
Yeah.
You mean the rule they just made up on the spot? Yeah, okay.
It's in the rule book, Scrape.
One more ugly...
6D.
One more ugly, 6D. And that is... That is the old Dolphins. Had a lead, actually, late. It was actually a pretty good game.
It was.
Against the Chargers, but then Tua had to, lay out all the dirty laundry after the game. The fish are fried after this play by the Chargers in the final minute.
Pressure coming again. Herbert in trouble. Herbert keeps it alive. Completes it to McConkey, who stops at a dime. There he goes. McConkey inside the 20. How did Herbert
I know how Herbert did it. He's 6'5", 200 and something pounds. He's really hard to take down.
And the guy trying to tackle him with about the same size.
Yeah.
I mean, get him wrapped up.
Yeah, you can't.
He
do
had
that.
Him wrapped up. He just lost the handle, and Herbert's standing
slippery.
Still.
Don't care. Make a play.
You know, funny thing
maybe
is,
maybe if you'd gone to the
don't
team,
care.
Maybe if you'd gone to the. Mandatory team meeting, you would have made the tackle.
I was going to say, I didn't see Tua giving up all that yardage on the field right there.
Yeah, it was a good game, but Chargers win at 29-27. Miami is 1-5. And their culture is what I said it would be. Awful. All right, very good, Scraby. There's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Coming up this weekend, I mentioned it already, Dolphins-Browns. That'll probably end up in the ugly category just for the hell of it. Couple of good games, though. Monday night, though, I think. Tampa Bay-Detroit. I like that matchup. And your Niners play Atlanta.
Is it Sunday Night Football?
I think that's Sunday Night Football, yes. Chargers are hosting the Colts, so that's a pretty good game as well. Game.
Atlanta's back, baby.
Well, we'll see.
At least
see.
This week.
Yeah, and then next week Adam will come.
I'm
we
so happy.
We should have kept Kirk Cousins. I hate Penix.
He is on the team.
We should be playing Kirk now after I'd say we should bench him last year. Well, it's better than Scraby and I because according to us, our favorite teams are never going to win again after what happened.
Well, I just love
this.
Fred Warner breaks his ankle, and now they have to face Bijan Robinson. That's great.
That looks daunting after watching it last night.
It does.
We still got 2-1 Dodgers, bottom of the third. Scraby takes it from here with the Chronicles. We're back tomorrow for Tony and Scraby. Chris Ello, evening.
Peace.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.